And now this is a dictation for Cecilia, T-E-C-I-L-I-A, BOTT, B-O-T-T, September 2170. Address as a letter to Kaylin, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Guidman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N, 775-1640. Dear Mrs. Guidman, follow up for Cecilia with generalized edema nasarca, chronic kidney disease, underlying liver cirrhosis, portal hypertension, ascites, ischemic cardiomyopathy, non-operable coronary artery disease. Last visit was in November. She has followed with gastroenterology liver disease. MRI was done for some concerns about the pancreas, some technical issues with the MRI, but overall no evidence for malignancy or major abnormalities. She has paracentesis on a regular basis without peritonitis, no gastrointestinal bleeding. Rifaximin, R-I-F-A-X-I-M-I-N, was added, just starting to take it, no major side effects. Has pleural effusion, might require thoracocentesis, has chronic dyspnea. Cough makes it gag, and then it starts bringing some clear mucus appearance, no bile, no bleeding, no changes in urination, stable edema, no ulcers, no major pruritus. Next paragraph. I review medications. I will highlight the Aldactone, Demadex, nitrates. Remains on aspirin and Plavix, the anticoagulation, prior Effient, E-F-F-I-E-N-T, was discontinued. Follows cardiology Dr. Mohan. Off statins. Next paragraph, pressing weight 222, previously 239, although this is variable because of ascites. Blood pressure runs low, 97.63. Chronic dyspnea, chronically ill, overweight. Decreased breath sounds, two-thirds bilateral, non-pleural effusion, clear on the upper side, no wheezing, no pericardial rap, no gross arrhythmia. Does have ascites and edema from the toes to the lower abdomen. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry is November, anemia 10.5, minor low platelets, creatinine 1.5 for a GFR of 41, elevated bicarbonate, combination of diuretics, probably a component of respiratory failure, minor low sodium, normal potassium, low albumin, normal calcium, elevated TSH, but I don't see a 3T4. We review the MRI report as well as the liver ultrasound with Doppler. No evidence for hepatocellular carcinoma. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has CKD stage 3 from a combination of liver cirrhosis, hepatorenal, portal hypertension, refractory ascites. Does have diastolic type congestive heart failure from coronary artery disease, which is not amenable to further interventions. Also cardiorenal. Anemia has not required EPO treatment. Present potassium acid-base is stable. Present calcium phosphorus, no need for binders. She's clinically stable. Continue aggressive management, ischemic cardiomyopathy, liver cirrhosis and complications as indicated above. Tolerating present dose of Demadex and Aldactone. Continue paracentesis and thoracocentesis as needed, as fluid and the cavities are not responsive to diuresis. Continue monthly blood tests. Plan to see her back in 3 months. She's very stable with limitations. She needs to understand that this is going to be baseline. And she is adapting to that. Prognosis, of course, is guarded. Continue to follow with other consultants. The most important, probably the liver specialist. End of dictation.